What happens now? Zidar studied my face. We're going to have to figure out how to reverse this spell. I looked up into his eyes, my breath catching in my chest. You really think it can be done? There is a way. There's always a way. You've shown us that much tonight. I nodded, struggling to process everything that had happened in the last hour. I thought I was going home. This is your home. His hand moved to my cheek, his thumb tracing the line of my jaw. This is where you belong. The words hit harder than I expected. My eyes stung, but I refused to let the tears fall again. I didn't know where I belonged anymore. I wasn't even sure who I was. But right now, in this moment, I wanted to stay here. To stay with him. So, I tilted my head up and kissed him. He tensed slightly, and for a heartbeat, I thought he might push me away. Then, his mouth softened beneath mine. He responded to the kiss with a gentleness that made my chest ache. His lips were warm and firm, his stubble rough against my skin. I wrapped my arms around his neck and pulled myself closer, wanting to be nearer to the warmth of his body, the solid strength of his muscles. His hand moved to cradle my cheek as he deepened the kiss, his tongue tracing the seam of my lips. I opened my mouth beneath his, tasting him. His kiss was like nothing I'd ever experienced before. It felt like coming home after being lost in the dark for a long, long time. Like coming up for air after nearly drowning in sorrow. I could have stayed like that forever, lost in the feel of his lips on mine. But eventually, we had to break apart for air.